God for each and every one of you being a part of this call and of the Master's Call family. And Dr. PK, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Go right on. You got it, girl. Take the walk. You got it. I should know if I ever take
the baton, she is not going to give it back.
Just,
well, again, all right, it's 6 o'clock,
right.
So we're going to go on and get the call started. I think we'll take a few more shout-outs, about 30 more seconds, because we want to give our speaker plenty of time. Who else just joined us? You want to shout out your name and where you're calling from?
Kathy, Washington, Atlanta, Georgia.
Good morning, Miss Kathy. Welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Who else do we have out there this morning?
The McCaskills, Newport News, Virginia.
All right, Newport News, Virginia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. I tell you, our family is growing, and we honor God for each and every one of you. I'm going to go on and ask Miss Amber to open us up with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Amen. Praise God as we go to the throne room boldly. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord Jesus, on this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And God, we command the morning to capture the day because time is being redeemed. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. And so, God, we clear the atmosphere, and we thank you that the portals of heaven are open. So, Father God, we thank you that your rhema word is coming down, Father God, from heaven to earth. And we thank you for the man of God that will bring forth, Father God, your word, Father God, how you have strategically given the blueprint for your people on today. And so, God, our hearts and minds are conducive, Father God, to the agenda of the kingdom of God. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the angels are positioned in the four corners of the earth, Father God. Father God, and coming against the hand of the enemy, we come against, Father God, anything that comes in the airways or the frequencies, Father God, that we can have clarity and understanding of what you have for us. Prepare our hearts and minds, Father God, our souls and our spirits to receive what thus said the Lord on today. God, we thank you for your blood covering as never before. God, we veto and cancel every assignment of the enemy and reverse it and send it back to the very pits of hell. God, we thank you for each and every person on this call and each and everything that you have done with your manifest presence, and your glory shall be revealed. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Our prayer general, as I always say, clearing the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely and these, your people, can hear and receive the rhema word. We so appreciate you, Minister Amber. We just have a few announcements, and the main announcement that we're so excited about as you continue, I'm sure many of you all have heard the awesome new products and new announcements that came out of our recent conference in Las Vegas and Extravaganza, but they extended a lot of the promotionals and discounts, and I'm going to encourage everybody to go to your back office. Today is the last day of the promotion where certain things were 40%, 60% off, and so you want to go and just look at, many of us have been asking since the beginning of time for the samples of L'Aviv and just different things, so I don't want to leave out anything, so make sure you go to your back office and look at the promotionals for this month that ends today from the conference. And for all of our messages that have been on this line, we encourage you to visit our website, which is the Masters morningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters morningcall.wordpress.com. And there are all the links from the different messages. And I tell you, it's just an array of food, spiritual food that you can eat and be filled and encouraged and enhanced. And last week, the devil thought he got away with something, and we weren't able to record a powerful word of our guest speaker, and he has so graciously agreed to minister that and add a few things and just spread it out even more enrich today for us. And as many of you love to hear his other half, always introduce him. I'm going to ask at this time for our Dr. Jocelyn to come to the line and introduce our mouthpiece, our anointed word carrier for today. Dr. Jocelyn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Good morning to you, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Just a little louder for us, please.
All right. Is that better?
That's better. I knew it was in you.
Yes, in me, babe. Good morning to the artist family. I just want to say I just bless the Lord for each and every one of you. And I'm going to go right in to introducing this man of God that is going to come to break the word of life this morning. I want to say it was just an absolute privilege to meet so many of you to put a face to the name at the convention just a few days ago. And this morning, I have the absolute privilege to introduce to some and to bring before others back our guest minister. He is one that I love and adore. He is one that still make my baby leap. I was on a call on Sunday night, and one Dr. P.K. Roberts said that somebody was her creamer in her coffee. I just want to let you know this morning he's still the jiggle in my jello, and I just honor the Lord for my husband this morning. He is the father of our children, a man of honor, man of integrity, man of truth, and he hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, right now living in the city of Hartford on the north side of town, and I honor the Lord for this apostle, this pastor, as well as my very best friend. Pastor Henderson, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I sure
God
am.
God bless you, sir. Go on and break the word of life. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning to you, artist family. Praise God. It is truly a blessing to be here with you again on this morning. Like my wife said, I was so glad to see so many of you who had heard your voice but had not actually met you or had a face to it. And this, while there, getting a chance to see you and so many that I was disappointed that I didn't get a chance to meet, and hopefully we'll meet real soon in the future. Praise God to each of you. I am just so glad and honored, amen, to bring this word again that I believe the Lord has given us, again, to Pastor Vanessa, Pastor PK. We honor the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the vision, visionaries that God has placed us in the heart. And also I'm always honored for the opportunity to come and to share the word of life. I tell you, I like to try to get in before those two northerners get on the line, because once they get on the line, I mean, there's nothing else left to say. If I'm going to start in the book of Genesis again, that is the second chapter, the eighth verse, Genesis, the second chapter, the eighth verse, and it said that, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also is in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. There is Bdellium and the Oxen Stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. And the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth east out of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. I want to talk this morning about work your soil. Work your soil. It's very interesting when we look at this passage of Scripture that God put the man in a garden. And the first thing it says in there that God planted a garden. Planted there means to establish or to fix. And it's interesting because the word garden here means an enclosed area or an enclosed garden. God took the man, put him in an environment that he had fixed, that he had enclosed, that he had planned for him. And within that means pleasure. There's a pleasurable place. The garden that God has chosen for you and for I and has placed us in there, it is a place of pleasure. Doesn't mean that there won't be some problems. Doesn't mean that there won't be some challenges. But God means at the end of the day that it will be a place of pleasure for you. And in that place, God gave this man his work. Amen. God said for him, I need you to dress this place, and I want you to keep it. To dress it means to cultivate it. God will never give you a finished product. He will give you something that has to be cultivated. It must be manipulated. It must be worked. Amen. And you have to work your soil. And then he told him, I want you to keep it. That is to guard it, protect what I place within your care. Now, it's very important because when we talk about here, this work, our work should be received from God. God gave him the work. God told him what he wanted him to do. And when we work our garden, we are more likely to be successful in life. We can't work someone else's garden. Amen. You got to work your garden. I can't work your anointing. I got to work my anointing. I got to work what God has given me. Praise God. And this work will be to supply not only our temporal wants, but it will also enrich society. It will leave our footprint in the earth, if you will. And so God gave this man this garden, and he placed everything this man will ever need in this garden. It's very interesting because in the book of Ephesians, it talks about according as God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And you notice this in Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, that God has chosen us before the world was ever made. God had already put his hand upon you. Before you were a glimmer in your mother's eye, God had chose you. He had picked you. He had picked you out. Amen. And that's why some of you are picked out in your family, because God chose you. Your mother and father were just a vehicle to get you here. We should honor them and love them. The Word of God tells us that, our days may be long upon the earth, but they were just a vehicle because he needed us a certain ethnicity. He needed us a certain height. He needed us a certain color. He needed us a certain DNA, but for this plan, this designation, this predetermined that he was going to bring us into this earth. Predetermined means there's a boundary previously set. And so God has set something up for you. It's a setup. God has set you up for success. He has set you up, and he said, I want you to work your soil. Work this garden I place you in. Don't try to get in somebody else's garden. Work your soil, and because I put the gold in there, I put the silver, the diamonds are already there. Everything you're going to need, I've released into your care, but you got to work your soil. Somebody said, work your soil. Praise God. Number two, God has determined man's habitation beforehand. Acts 17:24 through 26 says, and he made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Now, let me give you the New Living Translation, and it's similar, but there's something he brings out I want to highlight. Again, Acts 17:26-28, from one man he created all the nation throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall. And he determined their boundaries. His purpose was for the nation to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. So you see, again, he's speaking of the nations themselves. God has set the boundaries of different nations. He has set the time that they would rise and they would fall. But that is also geared to us as well. God has set your time of arise. God has made the time. He set certain boundary. Here we go. This garden, again, is a boundary. It is hemmed in, praise God. It is your anointed area, if you will, praise God. It is your gifted area. It is the area where God said when you work this soil, all your stuff going to show up. Praise God forevermore. And so I need you to see it and understand this. And so that is that purpose. It is set aside. Now, in the word time there in that passage is our Greek word kairos. And some people say kairos. It is a set time, an appointed time. It's a due time. It is when everything has aligned in your life. It is when earth and heaven is in direct alignment, and there's an open heaven over you. It is when grace is multiplied. It is increased in your life. It is when you get some things you didn't even ask for. You get some things that didn't even enter your mind. It is when heaven kissed the earth, and I'm telling you, the blessing of God overtakes you. It is a set time. It is when time is speeded up. It's not chronos, ordered time, but it is a time when everything speeds up. Everything begins to happen as one. It is, you walk in a place and bam, there it is. Things just begin to do and come to you. People, the favor of God, people just show up in your life, and people say, I need to bless you. People say, I need to do this for you. It is your time, praise God. And Ecclesiastes 9:11 said, I return. And I sow under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches, praise God, to men. But the Bible, it goes on to say there, but time and chance is given to every man. Praise God. Let me read it again, praise God, because it blesses me. I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. Praise God. And what he says there is, I need you to understand that you should go to school. You should get your education. All of those things, I can work with those things. In fact, I can do improve a lot of things that you do, but that's not dependent upon your success in life. But our problem is that we need to forget to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All those things will be added unto us. Those things were all enhanced. God can use them. He will use them. But you notice he said that these things are not given to the strong. It's not to the wise. It's not to men of understanding. And even just the skill alone. But he said, here's what God says. Time and chance will happen to all. In other words, God said, there's going to be an appointed time for you. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to rise. Because I've set it within your lifetime. Now, here's the thing. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you prepared? School will help in that. But more than anything, seeking the Lord, being sensitive to your shepherd that's leading you beside the still water, being in a place of prayer, being in a place of alignment to godly people, sitting in a place where the word is flowing. Amen. Not going to church just to go to church, just because your mama went and your daddy went to a church, but you're there because God has called you to that place. And that when you go there, you're fed, and God is using you and operating your gift. Are you ready? So when the time comes that you walk fully into your destiny. I mean, I remember one time God spoke to me, and he said, I was about to do some things in your life, but you missed me. Now it's going to take me another year or two to arrange everything again, to put you back in place. But I made up in my mind that day I will be ready. I will not miss the opportunity again. You have to understand your life is intertwined with other people. Your destiny is aligned with other people. And God not just getting you ready, he's getting all of them ready. And now he's got them ready and you're not ready. He said, okay, let me plug somebody else in here because you missed your time. You were not ready. Jesus came to Israel and he said, you didn't know your season. You didn't know your time. I'm here as your Messiah. I'm here to change everything. And you missed it. So I'm going to have to go now. And I will go, and God already knew he would, to the Gentiles. I would need you to understand something. Time and chance will happen to all. Very interesting there. Season. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Season here means an appointed time. And time here is really the same Hebrew word for the Greek word, but it means experience. It means an occasion. It means time for fortune. There is a time, an appointed time. There is a season. And you and I need to make sure that we are ready. I believe with all of my heart. I've been telling my people this, but I believe for the body of Christ. But I believe that this is all orchestrated by God. And I believe right now it is our time. I believe it is an appointed time, and we dare not waste it. We must discover all that the Father has placed in our garden, and we need to work our soil. We need to work it diligently. We need to work it skillfully. We need to do it by faith. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. He shall stand." And the word there, diligently, is the Hebrew word mahir, and it means skillful. It means the ability that has been acquired by training, train and train, train again, train again, train. Get your training in. It's the ability to produce solutions in some problems domain. It means that when you hear things, because you've been trained, because you understand your product, the solution comes up and you give it to people. That's what I do as a pastor. People are talking to me, the word started coming up because I've been trained in the word. I've meditated the word, and I'm able to give them a solution based upon what God has said. He said, "You will not stand before mean men," that is obscure, insignificant people, "but God will cause you to rise before kings." Ephesians 1 and 3 said, "Blessed be the God of our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." God has already given us heaven's blessing. It's over your head. You draw on what God has given you. Ephesians 2 and 10 said, "We are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we should do those good works which God has predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he has prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he has prearranged and made ready for us to live." That is Ephesians 2:10 amplified. Finally, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, Vanessa." That's what I heard the Lord said. Says the Lord, "Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." The Amplified. Artist family, master's call, work your soil. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Awesome, awesome word. I see why the enemy fought it so hard the first time, but Pastor Walter, we got it this time. It will be recorded and posted. I tell you, it was so many rich nuggets in there about working your own soil and always knowing that God has a determined time for your arising and habitation. So please make sure you listen to that again and again and again. And we thank you, man of God, for being a part of our Master's Call family and bringing a rich word to us each and every week. And right now we're going to have Minister Candy come to the line and lead us in a time of prayer for our prayer requests and go on and close us out. Minister Candy, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. It was so great hugging your neck there in Las Vegas last week.
Yes, it was. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for another day to lift up the name of Jesus. There is no greater name than Jesus. You said in your word, Lord God, that we shall in every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Father God, we just take time this morning to bow and say Jesus is Lord of our lives. We praise you, El Shaddai. We praise you, Adonai. You said with prayer and thanksgiving to make our request known to you. So, Lord God, this morning, we pray for continued blessings and protection over the founders of this call, Dr. VK and Dr. Vanessa. Pour out your anointing over them as they preach and teach your word and build up your kingdom and strengthen the body of Christ. Give them the on so you can just, we can realize that you have for us, Lord God. Father, we just thank and praise you that the founders of artists are who they are and that you have just revealed them to us, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family. We pray for all of the leaders and artists, Lord. Give them guidance and wisdom. Lord, increase their desire to seek first your kingdom and its righteousness. Excuse me. Lord, let us be mindful. Let us be mindful to worship you, that you're the only God. Help us to soil and fulfill you in our lives. And Father, in this call, we pray for those who need healing. Help them know that healing is already done. Help them to stand on the word that says the body is temple of the living God, and that life and death cannot exist in the same place at the same time. Anything and everything that is of you must go. So spirit of disease, cancel you. We send you back to the pit of hell from which you can. Sickness and disease to leave the body of every person on our prayer list. We have the power of life and death in our we speak life. Bodies, we command you to line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord God, we cancel lack, and we pray for financial breakthrough. The word says that you supply all of our riches and glory. You are a very presence in time of trouble, and you are working enough. We are the seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs of Christ. The gold and silver and the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to us. We call the blessed to overcome and overtake us, so that we will continue to build up the kingdom of God. Lord, you said we have the eye to see and receive the wealth that is being shaken out of the hands of the wicked to build up and declare the kingdom of God. We thank you for financial breakthrough. We pray for every need that our prayer partners have petitioned today. Father, we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality and powers of darkness. We come against every false spirit, every demonic stronghold set by Satan and his demons. Father, we loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke and remove every burden from the lives of every person and our loved ones on the Master's morning call. We loose the word of God in our minds and mouths and our hearts that God's kingdom will dominate the earth through us. We love you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' matchless mighty name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you so much for that anointed strategic closing prayer. And as you've covered the prayer requests and even the requests that have not been spoken, we know our Lord and Savior covers them all. We, again, thank God for each and every one of you. Dr. PK, did you have any closing comments before we go on and close the call out?
Thank God for the word today and each and every one of you. Go out, have a super fantastic day, and work your soul in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye and be blessed.